Greetings, lovely listeners. Okay, picking up where I left off with the last episode, names. Okay, you really need to listen to my last episode. Oh, super important. The one right before this one, because I talked about how I believe what I've come into knowing really the past few months is how spirit communicates differently than how I think a lot of us believe them to communicate. I don't think we need to go away, just a quick refresher, but still listen to the last podcast. Quick refresher. We need to let go of this belief that spirit is a linear communicator, like someone's by us and we're conversing, give and take, stop and wait. We need to let go of that. And we need to understand that the conversation that all these mentors speak about with spirit, right? The blend, the surrender, the let the spirit unfold their experience, all of that. What does that mean though? And what I've put together the past few months, I guess spirit thought I was ready for this major download. What I've put together is that all of those terms that we've been hearing, I've heard them, I know you've heard them, that we've heard in all of our classes, pretty much describe, yes, our blend with spirit, right? But really, what is happening there? What does that mean? What does a good blend mean? What is a total surrender? How does it feel? What does that mean? Does that mean that I'm going to have more of a flow or speak more fluently? Does it mean I'm going to get more yeses? You know, does it mean I'm going to land my contact better? What does that look? What does that mean? And I think that we've been going about this the wrong way. I mean, I think when we work as mediums, it's a lot deeper and more than all of those terms I gave and what it should look like, what I just listed, right? I think we need to think about the blend with spirit as being almost like stepping into a virtual reality experience with our souls. Like with the spirit people, that's what our souls are doing. I am becoming that person. And literally, I'm not just using one sense at a time, but I'm stepping into the virtual reality realm, life, particular memory, and experiencing it full force, all senses at once, because I'm there. I'm that spirit person. And I'm in the game. Like, that's what a blend is. When you really are becoming the communicator. And in that becoming, you are having all your senses become their senses. And it's up to us as the mediums to linearly relay that with our words. And we can relay more of that multifaceted virtual reality experience. When we keep speaking and use those conjunctions and we connect this image, you know, and this feeling and this knowing and I feel and I know and I see, it's continuous flow of energy output with our voice as we are submersed in this virtual reality realm with spirit. And in this way of understanding what a blend is, right? We step into a virtual reality game and you're in the heart of it. I mean, literally, just imagine having your mind be aware you're in the game all of a sudden and say, wait a minute, but where am I again? What is your name again? When you're already sitting with family at the table eating spaghetti in the heart of the spirit person's memory. I think because of the way communication is set up, multifaceted experiences, these virtual reality games we do with spirit. I don't think out of nowhere asking for a name is, it's kind of like the name is there, but in a multifaceted way, maybe, but you're not going to get it in a linear one-word answer. And I think, and I haven't cracked this yet, but I'm determined to understand why mediums can't get names every time. And what I've received the past few months makes me believe that isn't that spirit won't or can't give them. It's in the way the blend is and this virtual reality realm that when we ask in the heart of the moment, that's why we don't get it, because it's almost like we started playing a video game and the name isn't accessible until we hit end player and come out of there almost. Almost like a different thought sequence or world or experience or game or pattern. And then when you kind of come out of that, take off those goggles, that's when you can get names. Because if you think about it, listeners, when you're in the heart of communication and you've been curious and you want that name, we never get it right away. And if we do, most of the time, it isn't the spirit person's name, is it? And doesn't that just make you want to stomp your foot? And I know you know what I'm talking about. You will get a name. It may be a psychic reach, though. Or, here's the kicker, it's a name of a person who is connected to the virtual reality game the spirit person has you playing. Aha. You see? It's almost as if when we blend with spirit and their energy, we're going into a pocket of an experience, you know? And I think that's how spirit works it. You know, what do I want to say? What experience? Maybe almost like these programmed energetic memories, right? Think about that from a human standpoint that spirit gives us. And they're like, okay, I'm going to have Jennifer plug into December 25th, 1979. And in that memory, right? Spirit's going to share it with me. I'm going to immerse. I'm going to, you know, maybe see it from spirit's point of eyes or, you know, maybe their loved one in front of me, their point of view, but I am plugged into December 25th, 1979. And if I'm in the heart of that time frame, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, what is your name? Well, something about that never adds up, does it? Unless you psychically grab it. But if they do give a name, a lot of times it's the person that was very prominent or relevant in the client's life or the spirit person's life on December 25th, 1979. I have so many experiences, listeners, that give me reason to believe we just haven't cracked, and we may never be meant to crack it, right? But just haven't cracked the name code. But I'm determined. And my senses, listeners, you know, I'm all about sharing insights that I receive on a day-to-day basis from spirit because I want to empower as many mediums as possible to be as strong as possible for as many people out there. But I am determined in my belief now that it isn't about, it's not as easy as what's your name? Oh, it's this with spirit. Because the way they communicate or how they share this virtual reality world with us is multifaceted, all immersive. And when you have got all this experience, like a huge hot air balloon, right? That is so grand, and you're floating around in the middle of this hot air balloon, right? For you to receive one tiny little speck of a name, or even detail for that matter, is for you to kind of try to take like a straw the size of a toothpick and suck it through in this huge hot air balloon and steady yourself while you're floating around in there. Do you understand what I'm saying with this? So there's something about the expansion, depth, multifaceted, multisensory immersion that makes pulling a detail you want, a specific one in the heart of the moment from spirit, not psychically, hard. It just doesn't line up. So there you go. And I think that's why we are better off not asking for the spirit person's name when we are playing the virtual reality game they've given us to plug into, to blend into. I have seen better luck with mediums when they get a name before they even kind of put the goggles on, the Oculus goggles. I've seen that more successful than when the medium's in the heart of the moment. And we got to ask ourselves, why is that? You can also talk to spirit and say, I want names, please, before I kind of share your story. And I find that it's easier for spirit to do it before you have started your blend and immersion. Put it together. Think about it. I ask you mediums out there to think about, when have your names been on point? Was in the beginning or the endish, or in a time where you weren't so deep into that virtual experience? Think about it. I know that some of us go through these phases of wanting to be so good at names, and it just doesn't work out. But maybe with this episode and even last episode, I've started to hit that hammer pretty hard on the chisel to crack this great boulder of a mystery as to why names just don't come easy to us as mediums, okay? Until next time, listeners, we'll talk soon.